Okay, I wondered what was going on. My phone decided to announce itself. Okay, WMFO Medford, and I guess we'll see who's coming in. Sometimes they are a little late. Okay, so today is the 10th, and let's get this loaded in. All right, so see you next week, and don't be late. Here we go.
Ooh. Thank you. One, two.
Oh, river, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all.
Hi, it's Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. We just played a couple of songs while Lucy was talking to Joyce about big WMFO things. Super epic, super fun. I'm just here now talking on air. Today, my bestie housemate Caroline did her thesis defense, and I went to it with all of my friends and her family, and it was really cool, and it made me really happy and be like, wow, I love college. Shout out to Caroline and all of the people with autism and individualized education plans, because that stuff was so interesting and I didn't know that much about it until Caroline entered my life and wrote her thesis on it. So super cool. I don't really know what else to talk about. Lucy grounds me with her banter, and now that she's not here, I'm kind of just like bing bong, la 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 la. I saw the eclipse with my bestie Una this weekend in Milwaukee, and that was really lovely. And I'm also stalling because I can't get into Lucy's computer, so I can't play any music. So I'm just like sitting here babbling. I could read some moth facts or a poem. I do love a good poem. You know this, my sweet, sweet listeners. Okay, I'll read this poem. This is by Zeke Caliguri, and I saw this poem on a bookstore wall in Chicago, Illinois. So this is Before I Was Anything. I was a poem carved in the glass on the back seat of the 5 bus. That was before I became time. stories, smoke accumulated in the walls. I was still standing on that rooftop, watching Trix circle the block. I was still on the bus, behind a janitor's uniform, and the smell of fire grease. I was already on fire. I just like that poem because it's just like, I don't know. I always think about how, like, words are just, like, made up, and then you, like, put them all together, and, like, for some reason, they sound beautiful. But, like, in reality, when you think about it, words are just a bunch of sounds. yeah, anyway, Lucy's back, so hopefully they can let me back into the computer. And hi.
Hello.
Lucy, you're very close to me right now.
We're face to face right now.
Oh, my God.
Dan, I feel so close to you.
Lucy!
Danny!
What should we play?
Wait, can I pick a song?
Yeah. Go for it.
Hey, Dan.
Lucy's picking a song. Get excited!
Whoa, wait, what tell song do I play?
Can you play the new Lord version of the Talking Heads song?
Well, first I want to play something else. I just don't know what yet.
Then will you play that one?
Yes, but also, what do I want to play? I feel like there was a song I wanted to play recently. Dan, what was that song?
But I don't know.
Danny, what was that song?
I just live here.
Danny, what was that song? I feel like you, just kidding. It's I'm in Love with a Girl by Big Star.
That's a good song. Okay,
thank
playing.
You. Hello, what mic is that, Dan?
This is mic 3.
Okay, that's mic 4. There you go, Dan. You're so good.
Hi, it's there me. I'm on mic 4.
Oh, okay, thank you for telling me.
Lucy was like, what mic are you on? And I was like, I'm on mic 3. Lucy was like, no, you're not, you're on mic 4.
Well, I can see it. I was like, liar. I can see it said mic 4.
I was like,
what mic is it? And then you were like, I'm going to talk now. I was like, Dan, your mic isn't on.
I'm going to talk now.
And then you were like,
now.
Mic 3. I was like, Dan, I see it says 4.
I'm going to talk now and I'm on mic 4. Shout out
cranks.
To the sink today for making me a girl grass, which is lemonade and matcha. I feel amazing. Who knew I just needed some lemonade
and actually so good.
Matcha to spice up my life.
Okay, let's go, Dan.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
How many listeners do we have?
How many listeners do we have?
Yeah.
Let me do a little check.
I want to see all our listeners.
One.
I feel crazy
no,
right now.
We have one listener?
No,
I'm kidding. We have like 18.
We have 18? Oh my God.
Oh, it's just
hi,
here
everyone.
We have negative 3 listeners? How
what the
that?
Heck? Okay, so... Yeah. Does anyone have anything they want to know about us?
I don't know if they could call in at the moment because our
okay, you can't call in, but try to transmit your questions to us via telekinesis.
it just ends with us.
No, not telekinesis. What's the other thing? Telepathy?
Oh, yeah.
Via telepathy. Try to send us your questions.
It just ends with us just talking about ourselves and answering questions that we want to talk about. We're like, did you just ask me how I got this cool?
Did
I guess
you
I can
know
answer.
That I'm actually a really,
really good singer?
Ah!
My final secret's been revealed.
My final secret has been revealed.
What are the odds that that happens during Spring Fling, that Iowa Debris comes out?
0%. I'd be really excited.
It's 0%, but I'd like to think it's at least 1%.
I want Remy Wolf to perform at Spring Fling.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
We don't have... No, I just want Remy Wolf.
Okay, fair.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, okay. Did you want to play...
Yes.
So, Lord did a cover of a Talking Heads song that is actually a cover of another song.
So, it's a cover squared. It's a square root.
Yes.
Square root by Lord.
That's not the song.
That's not the song. I'm just talking about math.
Well, the song is Take Me to the River, which is an Al Green song, covered by the Talking Heads, and then covered by Lord.
Should we also play Leon Bridges' River after the song? I feel like we should play songs about rivers today.
What?
Anyway, this is Take Me to the River by Lord.
What are you saying? What?
Me.
We're
hello.
Back.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So,
did you miss us or no?
What should we play?
What should we play? I was gonna play a Talking Heads song actually, because it's got me in the mood to play.
Is it related to rivers?
It's not related to rivers.
Dude, no.
So for real. No, but.
No.
Sorry, Dan. Dan, I want to play a non-river song.
My river theme is not sitting well with Lucy.
Listen, it's not that it's sitting unwell. It's just that I want to be able to play non-river.
I guess that is the point of freeform radio.
Thank you, Dan. It means the world
to me. This is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
But then I hadn't picked exactly, I want to play Slippery People by Talking Heads, you know?
I hate that title. Slippery People?
But it's such a good song.
I've never
heard
it, so I want to hear. What?
It's a good song. I'm going to play a different song instead, though.
What? Why?
I'm going to play Seen and Not Seen.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose, wider, thinner lips, beady eyes. Most other people, they had also molded their faces according to some idea. Maybe they imagined a new face better suit their personality, or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their mind. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
Hello.
Hi.
Are we gonna play it?
We'll play it.
Okay, Boa, this one's for you.
Hey, Boa.
Hi, Boa. Hope you feel better.
This song is for you.
Hi, Caro.
Hi, Caro, as well.
Hi.
Congrats on your thesis.
Yeah.
And defending it. You defended it so well, they turned to you and said, you win, and you win the best.
Highest honors.
Highest honors.
I'm gonna go get more go-grass.
Okay, I'll keep monologuing and play it. Okay. I'll turn off your mic, I guess. They Carol did her thesis so well. All right, well, then I'm going to say it too, I guess. There's no limitation on how much we can congratulate our friend who just wrote, like, a whole book, as Danny once said. Essentially, she defended her thesis so well, they came out and they went, not only did it pass, but it also got highest honors. And all of us were like, yeah, like, that makes sense, because Caroline, like, killed it. I mean, like, it checks out. Anyways, this is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting
time. Hi.
Hi, we're back. Do you have a poem? Or do you want
to... I already read a poem while you were talking to Joyce.
Oh my gosh, I don't have a poem yet.
Oh, do you want me to ramble? I can read this Pablo Neruda poem about love.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
I'll find one too.
I got you. All right, so for those who don't know, this poem is probably the most beautiful thing that, like, anyone has ever written, in terms of, like, love and... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's called Infinite One. I'm trying to find it in my camera roll right now. One time I read this at camp with one of my friends, and I was like, wow! Yeah, it's just a really, really beautiful, beautiful poem. Okay, here Let's we go. Infinite One by Pablo Neruda. Do you see these hands? They have measured the earth. They have separated minerals and cereals. They have made peace and war. They have demolished the distances of all the seas and rivers. And yet, when they move over you, little one, grain of wheat, swallow, they cannot encompass you. They are weary, seeking the twin doves that rise in your chest. They travel the distances of your legs, and they coil in the light of your waist. For me, you are a treasure more laden with immensity than the sea and all its branches, and you are white and blue and spacious like the earth at vintage time. In that territory, from your feet to your brow, walking, 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 I shall spend my life.
That was so beautiful.
Isn't that so beautiful? And it's even more beautiful in Spanish. I don't know how to read Spanish, but I just know it's more beautiful in Spanish.
Dang. Should I read a poem? I read a lot of Mary Oliver. It's because I bought Zoe a book for Christmas. I bought Devotions by Mary Oliver, which is like a collection of a lot of her best work.
Romantic. And then, like, also, annotated. Is Zoe listening?
I actually don't know right now.
Hi, Zoe.
If you're listening, hi. But I annotated a lot of it anyway. And I,
cute.
But before then as well, Daria Clark, when we lived in Talwar for a summer, went
France.
To Paris. Yes, France. And went to Paris for a weekend and came back with a Mary Oliver book. For me, it was not Devotions, it was something else. And thought that I would like this poem, Wild Geese, which is like her most famous poem. And it's lovely, and then I thought that Zoe would like it. And I'll read it for you, because maybe whoever's listening would like it. And also, Danny, maybe you'll like it if you don't already know it.
I would love to hear.
Do you know it?
No.
Okay. It's perfect, then. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you about mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. Isn't that lovely?
Well, yeah.
Right?
Do you want to know something really crazy?
Hmm.
So, in high school, one of my teachers was like, can you paint a mural on the wall of my classroom? Because I had, like, a study hall, and I was like, yeah, I can do that. And she asked me to put that quote on
really?
The wall. And I, like, totally forgot.
That's like, there's a
that
quote.
That I did that. Like
there's,
a quote,
yeah.
The one about, like...
Which is awesome.
Whoever you are, the world offers its imagination to you. Whoa, crazy.
Right? No,
anyway.
There's so much. There's, like, there's a poem that I, over, when I was in that summer in Talwar, was, like, that, for some reason, I was talking about this with Daria and Ashton, all of us had a weird connection to, and it was a different poem, and I remember being, I haven't read on air, actually, yet, ever, and it's just funny because I was talking about poetry and I started to recite that poem and they both looked at each other because at some point they had a conversation earlier about that poem as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, crazy, right? Anyway, this is Uptight by Stevie Wonder.
Pop, just see, I'm a poor man's son. Can't things that money can buy. But I'll never, never, never make my baby cry. And it's alright, but I can't do out of sight, because my heart is true. She says, baby, everything is alright. Upright, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is alright. Upright, clean out of sight. Baby, everything is alright. Upright, yeah. Baby, everything is alright. Upright, way out of sight.
Hi, it's time for the best part of the show.
PSA.
Dried fruit PSA. Here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Heck yeah.
Up next, we have a song about a river. This is River by Leon Bridges.
Actually, quick change in plans. Right?
We're going to play I Love You Earth by Yoko Ono.
We're playing River by Leon Bridges.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. Take me to your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I go in as a man with many crimes. Come up for air as my sins flow down the Jordan. Oh, I wanna come here and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. Take me to your river.
take me to your river. I wanna go. Lord, please let me know. Take me to your river.
This is Danny and
Lucy,
and you are listening to Naive Melodies Meets Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Test V Farm Radio. Have a great week.
Yes, that's 100% true. I'm just getting our automation on.
We will see you next week, 5 p.m.
Thank you.
Eastern. Goodbye. Toodaloo.